Anyway, before they covered it in grass and things, and sort of before Banksy was a bit famous, he'd actually come and tagged it, and then it actually got covered in grass, and then they took all the dead shit and vegetation off and then found this Banksy, and then suddenly it was a big thing. Oh, we found a Banksy under the thing. But everybody kind of knew that Banksy had been about. In fact, on our building up there, on the render, it was a beautiful kind of render, and it's been covered in tags, and there was an original Banksy on there. And I remember the day when the highways engineers or whoever they were coming around cleaning graffiti off buildings, and I actually phoned up them up and said, can you just leave this bit of wall, because everybody really, really loves it, and, you know, and explained it's got this Banksy on it and stuff. And the bloke assured me, yeah, they wouldn't. I came back the next day, obviously he hadn't got through, and they fucking wiped it and cleaned it all off, because I was going to cut the Banksy out, because that's what some people have done now, haven't they? Yeah. And they've actually sold it, so I could have sold me little Banksy. But anyway, also had from the Electric Chair, who kind of DJs, and they'd kind of done their fifth anniversary with a kind of a bomb, didn't it? And it's kind of like a bomb. And anyway, they got pulled in by the police because they thought it was some kind of terrorist kind of saying that they're going to bomb the Northern Corps or something. But, you know, it's just how stupid things can get, really, with the thing. But anyway, they kind of put a piece of shitty perspex over it. It looks shit anyway, doesn't it? But,
yeah.
And painted it sky blue. But
it was a big, long battle
to do something with it, and it's still a mess, isn't it? Yeah.
Michael Traynor correcting some facts on the Banksy. Yeah. Sorry, Dominic.
Yeah.
It's not Banksy, it's a Tony. And Tony Cohen was our decorator, painter and decorator around the corner. And at night, he liked to go out and practice his creative side with his spray graffiti things.
Right.
And he was doing a range of homages to famous kind of graffiti people. And I actually gave him all my old spray cans. And so one night after painting our building, he came round here to the substation and painted a Banksy, which then got grassed over with all that dead vegetation and then got magically uncovered like some Egyptian tomb.
Never believe what they say in the evening news.
Actually, it's a Tony, painter and decorator from Presswich, and not Banksy. But now it's all fenced off by the Council of Protected National Monuments.
For Tony.
It's a Tony award.
The council is still not aware of this.
No, it's a fake. You've been listening to an audiobook recording for The Complete History of Drinking in the Northern Quarter. Record your story at www.northernquarterstories.org.